Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Do you know what day it is?
Today is Wednesday, preceded by Tuesday, as usual.
What, are you still asleep?
Wake up!
I'm wide awake!
What's on the agenda for today?
I believe you're aware of my Wednesday schedule.
You might have to refresh my memory.
First things first.
Let's put on a show!
And then what?
And then what? That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Attention, creative types.
I think it's time to start the show.
Hey, good morning, 6:43. Good morning to everybody on TikTok Live. Bill and Jessica Show TV at Power 101.7 FM. How you doing today, Jess?
What up? Good morning.
How's the weather going to be today?
Mostly sunny today. Highs around 50.
All right, before we get into some trending stories, you know, the Governor's Challenge is back December the 26th through 30th, Wacomico Civic Center. Over 140 teams, nonstop action, big rivalries, unforgettable moments. Basketball season is on. We got you tickets. And you got the details.
Yeah, this is huge. The Governor's Challenge is back. The dates are December the 26th through the 30th at the Civic Center in Salisbury. Over 140 basketball teams, nonstop action, and so many unforgettable moments. We are your official station once again this year, and we have your tickets for the event. So you can wing your way in and catch every slam dunk live. For all those details and your chance to win, keep listening right here. You can go to governorschallenge.org if you need any more information. But this is definitely the ultimate basketball showdown. It's happening right here on Delmarva, December the 26th through the 30th.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
All right, 6:44. Jess, what you got in Celebrity Buzz?
A few things going on. The Powerball jackpot.
Mm.
It has now surged to an estimated $1.25 billion.
Wow, we didn't win the other night. I got a bunch of tickets. Got to go back today.
Wednesday is the big day for
tonight.
Wednesday drawing. Yeah. So they are offering $572.1 million as the cash option. It is the second largest Powerball prize of the year and only the second time that the game's history with back-to-back billion-dollar jackpots. No ticket matched all six numbers on Monday's drawing. The odds of winning are 1 in 290. 2.2 million.
Somebody's got to win. So don't be like spoiling it with the negativity. Somebody's got to win.
What a great Christmas.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? And Billboard's 2025 year-end box score charts revealed that Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour was the highest grossing country tour ever.
Wow.
Ever. Earning $407.6 million for 32 shows across North America and Europe while selling 1.6 million in tickets. So everybody used to talk smack on the Queen Bee and all the things, but no, she took that top spot. And during his recent festival performance in Australia, Kendrick Lamar paused his show to sing happy birthday to a 9-year-old fan, Kalina Fowler, who has been shouting about her birthday. She kept saying, it's my birthday. And she was sitting on her grandfather's shoulders. The heartfelt moment was captured on a video. Lamar led the crowd into singing before gifting Kalina a signed hat, which she says that is going to be priceless. And she vows to keep it for the rest of her life. So Kendrick Lamar singing happy birthday to a 9-year-old fan while she was attending her first concert. And Snoop Dogg will perform during halftime of the Minnesota Vikings-Detroit Lions game on Netflix on Christmas Game Day, December the 25th at U.S. Bank Stadium. And the show called Snoop's Holiday Halftime Party will feature special guests that are yet to be announced. The NFL, Netflix, and your Uncle Snoop on Christmas Day.
By the way, speaking of Snoop, and it's just reminded me, it has nothing to do with that story, but speaking of Snoop, because he does star in one of the episodes, season 4, and I guess it's the final season because it ended like it was it, but season 4 Bel Air, now streaming on Peacock.
Yeah.
Thank me later. It's good. It's real good.
Wow.
So it's been one of our faves, you know, Bel Air. It's kind of like the modern remake of the Fresh Prince or whatever, and it's really a lot different, you know, but it's good. Snoop makes an appearance on one of the episodes, and then The ending's pretty cool. Will Smith makes an appearance.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, the original Aunt Viv makes an appearance.
What?
Not as the original Aunt Viv, because we have an Aunt Viv, you know. But it's good. Bel Air.
Well, Snoop said in a statement, "We are serving up music We're serving up love and good vibes for the whole world to enjoy. So get ready for that. And Lizzo has won a partial legal victory after a judge dismissed fat-shaming allegations from a 2023 lawsuit filed by three former dancers. In a video posted to Instagram and TikTok, Lizzo said there was no evidence that I fired them because they gained weight. While those claims were dropped, the broader case continues, focusing on sexual harassment accusations.
Okay, 6:48, it's a Bill and Jessica show. We got sports next. Good morning.